Hello and welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Elsie.
So, Elsie, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been wandering around a museum and seen an item that looks like it doesn't belong there?
Yes, I have, but I think there must be a reason why those items are not in the countries of origin, right? Have you?
It's definitely happened to me. In London, for example, you can see mummies from ancient Egypt. You can see statues from China and historical artifacts from Africa. As amazing as all of these objects are, many of them have complicated recent pasts.
Oh, that's right. During the 18th century and 19th century, wealthy countries like the UK and France began collecting historical items from all over the world. Now, though, many people are starting to ask for these items to be returned.
That's right. In fact, that's just what we're going to be looking at in today's article. Let's take a look, shall we?
Cool.
Reading. Rapa Nui request Moai statues return. The Rapa Nui people of Easter Island have requested that the British Museum return one of its Moai statues. More than 900 Moai exist on Easter Island. However, the one on display in the British Museum is one of very few carved from basalt. Another detail that sets it apart is the unique carvings on its back. The statue in question, called Hoahaka Nanaia, was removed from Easter Island by Richard Powell in 1868. Shortly after, the ship captain presented it to Queen Victoria as a gift. The Queen then gave the Moai to the British Museum the following year. One reason the Rapa Nui hope for Hoahaka Nanaia's return is their belief that Moai are inhabited by protective spirits. In November 2018, a delegation from the island traveled to the UK. Their goal was to negotiate the statue's return. In its place, the Rapa Nui offered to replace Hoahaka Nanaia with an exact replica of the original. A final decision hasn't yet been made. The British Museum has made it clear, though, that it considers Hoahaka Nanaia one of its most valuable displays.
Okay, so our article begins, "The Rapa Nui people of Easter Island have requested that the British Museum return one of its Moai statues." Okay, so Easter Island is a tiny island out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It's part of Chile, officially, but the local people have their own unique culture, history, and language. These are the Rapa Nui, and one of the most important parts of their culture are the Moai, which are large stone statues which they built hundreds of years ago to remember their chiefs and leaders.
所以 Easter Island 就是复活节岛，我们中文很常听到这个地方。那当地的原住民则是 Rapa Nui people。那我们也可以说他们是 we can call them the Rapa Nui, right?
Yeah.
So when did the British take one of its Moai statues?
It just so happens that in the 1800s,
oh,
I think. Yeah. The British took one of these Moai back to London with them. Now, the Rapa Nui are asking for it to be given back or returned. They are requesting that. That's a verb. And it means to ask for something normally in a polite or formal way. So, for example, you might have heard someone request further information. That means they are asking to be given more details about something. We might also request permission to do something. That's us asking for permission to do something. So in all these cases, it's always a very kind of a formal, polite thing, not just a general, like, hey, can I do this? Now, interestingly, the noun form of request is exactly the same. It's a request, or a formal or polite demand for something. We can make a request too. For example, I made a request for some time off work, or I requested some time off work. Both of these just mean that I asked my boss for a holiday. Okay, so when we make a request, we can either accept it or grant it, which are both to say yes, or we can turn it down, which is to say no. Okay, our example sentence is, Mr. Johnson has requested that we move tomorrow's meeting to 3 p.m. Okay, so he's asking to move the meeting. Yeah.
Request 这个动词呢就是要求请求。那例句中用到呢 somebody requests that 再加上一个子句。在这样的句型当中呢助动词 should 是会被省略的。还原例句呢就会变成 Mr. Johnson has requested that we should move tomorrow's meeting to 3 p.m.、Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
那再给同学们一个例句哦 The teacher requested that he stay during the break time. 老师要求他下课的时候留下来，那当然我们也可以说 The teacher requested that he should stay during the break time、mm-hmm. OK, back to the article 回到文章我们说拉帕努伊人要求英国呢归还摩埃石像 And the article、mm-hmm. tells us that more than 900 Moai exist on Easter Island、
mm-hmm. However, the one on display in the British Museum is one of very few carved from basalt OK,So this is quite rare. Why? Because it's carved from basalt. Carve, that is a verb which means to cut patterns or shapes into wood, stone or other materials using a knife. So if you've ever been to an old European building like, a Greek or Roman temple or even some very old churches, you'll find lots of writing and pictures that have been cut into the stones decorating the walls and floors.These have been carved out of the stone. They've been cut out of the stone because someone used a knife to make the shapes out of a block of stone. We can call these images carvings, which is the noun form of carve. Okay, we can also use carve to talk about cutting meat. So if you ever go to a Thanksgiving dinner or a Christmas dinner, you will see someone carve the turkey, or in a formal weekend lunch, you'll have somebody, you know, carve the pork or carve the beef or any kind of big piece of meat. We can also use carve to talk about the way that rivers move. It's a descriptive word when we want to talk about how a river carves its way through the landscape. So the river is cutting its way through the landscape. Okay, our example sentence is, Johnny and Adele carved their names into a tree trunk. Okay, so they wrote their names into the tree trunk using a knife.
Carve 这个动词呢是雕刻的动作。And this moai is carved from basalt. What is basalt, Seth?
Well, basalt is a type of dark, green-black rock. It's very, very hard.
Oh, mm-hmm. So basalt 是玄武岩。那复活节岛上面大多的摩埃石像都是用凝灰岩制成的。所以用这个 basalt, 玄武岩制成的摩埃石像相当特别。And the article says, another detail that sets it apart is the unique carvings on its back.To set something or somebody apart 代表的是使与众不同的意思。那我们也可以用 to set A apart from B 代表让 A 和 B 是不一样的。Mm-hmm. For example, what sets her apart from her classmates is that she always offers other people help. Mm-hmm. And what sets the Moai on display in the British Museum apart?It's its unique carvings on its back. Unique 这个形容词呢是独特的。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the article goes on, the statue in question called Hoa Hakananaia was removed from Easter Island by Richard Powell in 1868. Right, yes. So the British took the Hoa Hakananaia back to London. Okay, they took it off the island and took it back.Right, we have a special phrase there, in question, and this is a neat little phrase. When we talk about things, or people in question, those are the ones being talked about. Okay, so if that's a bit confusing, imagine a policeman investigating a crime scene. He's saying, what were you doing on the evening in question? What were you doing on this specific evening? Okay?
Yeah. Oh, okay, I got it. So... in question 这个片语呢是谈论中的那件事情或那个主角，所以要记得它是个片语，不要在 question 的前面加上 a 或 the， 不是不需要的，也不用在 question 的字尾加上 s， 不要改变它，这两个就是 in question。所以呢 ，the statue in question 就是我们现在谈论中的这个摩艾石像。And what happened after the Moai was removed from Easter Island?
Well, the article tells us that shortly after, the ship captain presented it to Queen Victoria as a gift. Right, so shortly after. We could also say soon after. This is a useful adverb that we use to express a short amount of time. So I might say to Elsie that I am going to get some coffee in a minute, but I will be back shortly. That means that I'm going out, but I will be back in a little while. Now, in the article, we saw the time clause shortly after at the beginning of the sentence. Used in this way, we can tell that the sentence is going to be about something that happened soon after the British removed Hoa Hakananaia from Easter Island. Okay, Jill quit the habit shortly before Christmas. Jill quit the habit shortly before Christmas. That's our example sentence.
所以呢，刚刚我们听到的 shortly after 就是在某事发生后不久。那相反 shortly before 就是在某事发生前不久。那回到文章呢，这个摩埃石像很快的就被当作礼物送给 Queen Victoria。
Mm-hmm. Right, Queen Victoria, a very important queen in British history.
Right.
Okay, so the article goes on, the Queen then gave the Moai to the British Museum the following year.Okay.
And why did the Rapa Nui want to get this Moai back? The article continues, one reason the Rapa Nui hope for Hoa Hakananaia's return is their belief that Moai are inhabited by protective spirits. Inhabit, 这个字呢是动词代表居住。那文章中呢我们用被动来表示，我们说用的是呢 Moai are inhabited byProtective spirits. 摩艾石像到底被谁居住着呢？我们说 protective spirits.
All right, so this is an interesting point. The Rapa Nui people believe that protective spirits live inside the Moai. Protective, this is an adjective we can use to talk about a thing or person that protects or looks after people.Okay, so for example, imagine the Middle Ages. When you had knights back then, they would wear protective armor. This is armor which is used to protect them when they're going into battle. Then at the beach nowadays, we could also talk about a protective layer of sunscreen. You know, that sunscreen that we put on our skin because it protects us from getting sunburnt. Now, here's another one which you might be more familiar with. We can also haveOverprotective parents. Those are parents that worry too much about their kids and don't let them do anything. Too protective even. We could say, my mum is really overprotective. She rarely lets me talk to anyone. We could also express the same idea with our example sentence. John's mum is very protective of her children. She rarely even lets their friends come over to play.
Oh no, poor John.
I don't want a mom like John. No.
我们以前学过 protect 这个动词是保护。那这边看到它的形容词 protective, 保护的爱护的。那可以再给同学们一个例句哦。Most Asian parents are too protective of their children. 大多数的亚洲父母都太保护他们的小孩子的。I think so. Most, not all of them. Okay, so the Rapa Nui believe that Moai are inhabited by protective spirits, and that's why they want it back.
Yes, that's why the article goes on to say, in November 2018, a delegation from the island travelled to the UK.Okay, a delegation, that's a very official group of people. Sometimes political, we could have a political delegation. We could have, normally when they're planning the Olympic Games, we could have an Olympic delegation, a group of people from the Olympic Committee that go around to help organize the Games, or a diplomatic delegation, which is when a country sends a group of people to another country to do some important business.
外交团、嗯、所以 delegation 这个字是代表团、嗯、那里面呢会有谁会有代表们对不对那代表就叫做 delegates、
嗯、
And the article says their goal was to negotiate the statue's return Negotiate 这个动词呢是协商那另外呢我们今天的英文练功房要说到的是以不定词片语To V 作为主词补语，说明目的为何。那文章用到的是 To negotiate the statue's return， 主词补语就是这个段落。那这边在说明的是呢，复活节岛协商代表团的目标为何，也就是要商讨如何取回这座雕像。那我们也可以在 goal 或是 purpose 或是 aim 这些字前面加上形容词，来表示顺序、程度或是阶段。比如说 first。Primary, 主要的,或是 long term, 长久的。For example, my primary aim in life is to live with purpose and passion every day. 我人生中的主要目标就是有目的,有热忱地度过每一天。What's yours?
Okay, so the article goes on. In its place, the Rapa Nui offered to replace the Hoa Hakananaia with an exact replica of the original.Okay, in its place, that means to, in exchange or instead of it.、Mm-hmm.
So in something's place, 代表的就是代替某物或是取代某物。
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they also said replace something with, that is to replace something that has been removed, taken, or broken with something else.
So to replace A with B 代表就是以 B 代替 A、mm-hmm. A replica 它就是复制品仿制品的意思、
mm-hmm. And then there was another useful word original Right, so what is this? An original is a noun and it is used to describe the work of art a document or a piece of work that was created by the artist or worker themselves So in other words, it's not a copySo if we are in an expensive art auction or maybe watching a TV show about big fancy houses, you might hear people talking about paintings, rugs, statues, and the like as originals. This means that they aren't copies and between you and me, very expensive. Mm-hmm. So the opposite of an original is a replica. That's the word that was in the text. Mm-hmm.Original can also be used as an adjective, in the same way to describe something that happens first. So if I made plans to go to the cinema with Elsie at 7 p.m, but then I think that's a little bit too early, so I say, hey, how about we go at 9 p.m? That means that the first plan, the one where we were going to go to the cinema at 7 p.m, was the original plan.
Oh,
but then we changed it, didn't
yeah.
we? Okay.So our example sentence is using the noun, and it is, when she bought it, Mary thought that the painting was an original, but she was tricked. It was a replica.
It was a replica.
She got cheated.
So has the British Museum given the statue back to the Rapa Nui? The article tells us,A final decision hasn't yet been made.
Mm-hmm.
最后的决定尚未被做出来。
Yeah, the British Museum has a lot of difficult decisions like that on its hands、mm-hmm. right now. The article goes on, the British Museum has made it clear, though, that it considers the Hoa Hakananaia one of its most valuable displays. Valuable. Okay, this is an adjective, and we use it to describe something that is worth a lot.Now, that could be worth a lot of money or worth a lot because of emotional, cultural, or historical value. Okay, we can also use valuable to talk about experiences. So, my time studying abroad was a really valuable experience. Okay, it was worth a lot to me because I learned a lot about another language, another culture. Another word we can use which is similar to valuable is priceless. And that is something which is so valuable that money can't buy it.Okay, so you could say that happiness is priceless, right? You can't buy happiness.
没有办法用金钱来买的东西 priceless.
Exactly. Okay. So our example sentence is, this ring was my grandmother's, so it is one of my most valuable belongings. We could also say it is a priceless belonging, couldn't we?
Yeah,
because you would never sell it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least we know that the British Museum cherished the statue and takes good care of it.
They do.
Even though we still don't know if what the decision is going to be, right? And actually, we've come to the end of today's article. But don't go away. We still have our For You chat.
We do.
For You Chat.
So today's For You Chat question is, do you think museums should give back items that were taken from other countries? And why, Seb?
Okay, well, actually, today's story has been a bit personal for me because I am a really big fan of the British Museum. I've been there like 5 or 6 times.
Cool.
But it is actually involved in a lot of scandals, mm-hmm. okay? So one is, for example, the Koh-i-Noor is another controversial topic right now. Mm-hmm. It is the biggest diamond in the world, and it used to belong to a series of different Indian royal families. But, you guessed it, the British conquered India and took it to London uh-huh. as a present for Queen Victoria.
The same queen.
Important wow. queen. The problem is now it's one of the British crown jewels, which for us is the most important part of British culture. Mm-hmm. So it's a very difficult question. Should we give it back or not, right? Because
yeah.
it is very important. It belonged to this royal family and
right.
it is an important part of Indian culture. However, it was also actually taken from another royal family before that.
Really?
Yes. So there's actually a lot of cases like this with museums where
wow.
they're like, people ask them for things, to give things back,
yeah.
but then the history of that item might not be as innocent as you think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very difficult question to answer. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Exactly.
It is time for you to discuss whether museums should give back items that were taken from other countries. But for us, it's time to go. For English for You, I'm Seb.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye.
Rapa Nui, request Moai statues return. The Rapa Nui people of Easter Island have requested that the British Museum return one of its Moai statues. More than 900 Moai exist on Easter Island. However, the one on display in the British Museum is one of very few carved from basalt. Another detail that sets it apart is the unique carvings on its back. The statue in question, called Hoahaka Nanaia, was removed from Easter Island by Richard Powell in 1868. Shortly after, the ship captain presented it to Queen Victoria as a gift. The Queen then gave the Moai to the British Museum the following year. One reason the Rapa Nui hope for Hoahaka Nanaia's return is their belief that Moai are inhabited by protective spirits. In November 2018, a delegation from the island traveled to the UK. Their goal was to negotiate the statue's return. In its place, the Rapa Nui offered to replace Hoahaka Nanaia with an exact replica of the original. A final decision hasn't yet been made. The British Museum has made it clear, though, that it considers Hoahaka Nanaia one of its most valuable displays.
Vocabulary Review.
Request. I requested to take 2 days off next week, but the boss hasn't answered me yet. Carve. The artist carved a statue of an eagle from a big block of wood. Shortly. Meg received a response from Jeremy shortly after sending him an email. Protective. Female bears are very protective of their cubs. They'll attack anything that gets near them. Original. This painting is an original, not a copy, so it's worth a lot of money. Valuable. Nathan is full of valuable advice. I always talk to him when I have a problem.